March 20, 2018, it's the Juan Pedro Show. Pedro Show. Hey, brother, man,
hey,
how you doing?
Cool.
We got gray skies.
Yeah, look, some rain coming.
Right. And I think the heavy day is going to be tomorrow. Maybe Thursday. But Thursday night, Hermosa Beach.
Yeah, looking forward to that.
Haven't been there in a while. And with Perk and Peter. And
bitching. I'm pulling some porno and some Watt and some James for little spin cycles.
Ah, oh, great. People, I want you to know that Brother Matt discovered somebody breaking into... He got a stereo sent to him that he didn't order. Okay, so watch out. Watch your passwords.
High-end stereo.
High-end, too. And he found out, and he... I guess these people thought not only was Brother Matt going to pay for it, he was going to send it to him, too. So he's got it sitting right here at the Love Grotto.
$1,500 component.
God damn. $1,500. Whew, that's a lot of plans. We started the show off with So What? From John Coltrane with Miles Davis. Last time they toured together, 1960, in Europe. And then Nothing But Fun from our guest, all the way from Prague, Czech Republic, Andrea Rotin. Welcome aboard.
Thank you. Hi.
Yeah. Now, people, the way I met Andrea was Perugia, right?
Yeah. And yeah, was that?
We shared the stage in a. This was like a cloister school for like choir singers, and we played in the little chapel.
Oh, cool!
Yeah, old timey, couple hundred years old, and actually very singular gig. Not your typical drink and drown kind of dive. This was old timey thing repurposed for the band he plays with, Oswaldi.
Pitching.
And Sonia de Marnay. Yeah, and it was the first time I got to play there. And later that night, after the gig. I conked at this pad, kept the windows open. Although it was October, it was a warm October. And I was having dreams of zanzaras, how they call mosquitoes there. Yeah. They're like, yeah, zanzaras are eating me. And I woke up, and they were. It wasn't a dream. Not a song. It's terrible. I got bitten. There was 12 Italian gigs, and only Genoa had no zanzara. And then all the Italian towns all had their own zanzara, so they all gave me different kinds of infections. Oh, yeah, man. It was great.
Torture.
I couldn't believe it. Man, crazy. I told the booker man, his name Ricky, in Berlin. He's from Vento. No, Veneto. And he said, that's why I moved. My mama says, why don't you stay at home? I say, no, I can't stand the zanzara. Okay. We got him here, too. Andrea, I was in Memphis last July to do a Christmas album with Larry for Tap Falco. And you want to talk about fucking zanzars. But there's actually from there. They're from China.
Oh.
And they're tiny little guys. Like, the closest thing it looks like is like gnats. But they're called tigre, zanzara tigre. They're little tiger motherfuckers. They have stripes, white stripes. And they're little tiny, and they fly slow, but they're worse than, you know, our dudes with the big legs, big beak. These motherfuckers are 10 times worse. Anyway,
fuckers.
Let's get back to, I know. What a life, like, you gotta suck blood out of these. Okay. Let's get to our guest here. Andrea.
Yeah.
Tell me your earliest musical recollection, your earliest memory of music.
My earliest memory of music? About a singer-songwriter from Italy called Bruno Lauzi. But,
How old were you?
I guess it could be hard to find these days. I think I was about 3-4 years old, so that would be 86, 87.
And was this in the house?
Sorry, couldn't hear you.
At home in the living room?
Yeah, with my it was a record my mother used to play.
So in the house, did you have instruments, or were people just listeners?
No, people were mostly listeners.
Okay.
We had some a toy electric piano, very cheap one, cetra, we call that in Italian, maybe sitar, I'm not sure.
Sitar?
But in... Oh, not sitar. It's kind of a small harp with
small
a.
Harp. Okay.
Yeah. That.
What town, Andrea?
I was born in Treviso, Italy.
Treviso.
Veneto.
Yeah.
As your booker.
Yeah, kind of close to. kind of close to Ricky. Okay.
Yeah.
Do you remember Zanzara?
Yes, I do, but Zanzara Tigre was not there till
that's right.
Till late 2000.
Immigrant, okay. Yeah. Okay, so can you remember the first record that you bought yourself?
The first record I bought myself? First record I bought myself?
Yeah,
I think it was this band called Soul Asylum.
Suicidal Tendencies?
No, Soul Asylum.
Oh, Soul Asylum. Yeah. Minneapolis band. Yeah.
Yeah. Long time ago. And it was a live bootleg on a cassette.
That was a cassette, okay. Do you remember your first gig?
First gig I went to was a local... competition, like a local, I think a regional or something like that.
Like a battle of the bands?
Yeah, I guess so. And and I remember some I was really hit by the volume, because I never experienced that at home, of course.
Yeah, something that...
I was pretty much enthusiastic about that.
Andrea, what about school? Did they have music for you at school?
At school. At school we had like some music hours, lessons. Uh-huh. But I remember just wanna between since my 10th and 13th
yeah.
year, I remember we were playing flute in school.
Sure.
Twice a week, and I listened to modern Italian singer-songwriters, as well as, I guess, Bob Dylan, and some classical hits as well, like Mozart and the famous stuff.
Okay. Now, when we played together in Perugia, you were playing guitar. How did you get on guitar?
I started visiting a rehearsal room of my friends.
Uh-huh.
That were a bit older than me, I guess 6 years older. I was fascinated by guitars.
Yeah.
And it happened that at my 11th birthday,
yeah,
I got my first guitar as a birthday present.
Yeah.
And it all started there.
Now, did you get lessons?
I got some lessons, not in a regular way, but yeah, from time to time. For maybe a year or two.
Uh-huh. And then you started learning on your own?
Yes. Yeah. Learning other musicians' songs and writing my own.
Was this acoustic guitar?
Yeah. It was. Yamaha. Cheap one.
I know. Yamaha makes some good stuff.
Thank you.
Our show, we heard a memory song from Oswald Dovey. Let me say it right. Okay. And like Lee Harvey Oswald with Dovey. Okay, and after that, brand new from Black Moth Super Rainbow, Rip On Through, Brainiacs, Susie Show and Sure. Brainiacs go back to 1979. Before Minutemen, there was a band called Reactionaries, and we played with them at the Suburban Lawns Prac Pad in Long Beach, which used to be the Carpenters Prac Pad after they moved from Downey.
Cool trip.
Now it's like 3 or 4 apartments. Wow. Just like that pad we play with Black Flag in town here. Uh-huh. And then it was a team post, divided it up.
Yeah.
The apartments. And then Bernays Propaganda with Anomalia Nativa, My Personal Holiday. And they're no more. Brother Vasco on tour, Safe Seas. Out of Macedonia. SS Space Systems with No Further Business in the World, Emperor's and that's upstate New York. Emperors of Ice Cream from Brighton, England. We took a taxi. 15-18, they're Italian guys. Back to 14-18. And finally, sad tale about a robbery from Oswaldovi. Okay, so you've got this acoustic guitar, you're teaching yourself, you had some lessons, you're listening to recordings. When do you start performing? Or did you meet some other guys? Did you make a band first, or did you start as like a singer-songwriter?
No, I used to play in bands. First as just a guitarist.
Uh-huh.
And when I was 15.
Yeah.
And then in 2 years I started playing like some kind of noise rock with voices.
What, solo?
No, we're in a trio. I was playing guitar and singing. There was a bass player and a drummer.
Yeah. Power Trio.
Yeah.
And what was the name of that band?
I remember our first poster had the seven names because
we couldn't
choose one.
we found that
funny at the time, but it makes no sense today, but still at the time seemed funny to us. So I'm still not sure what was the...
You had a poster for the gig, and the gig had seven band names.
Yeah, but it was just one band and a short gig. I know.
And did the band stick with one of the names?
Hey, I think yes, we did, but shit.
Okay.
I'm not sure actually.
It's
we played
okay,
something
okay.
Like three, four gigs, and it was more time spent in the practice room than playing gigs.
Yeah, but you know, whenever you play, you're practicing for the next gig, so that's okay.
Yeah.
So that ran its course, and then what was your next project? What, you're like 19 years old?
Yeah, when I was 20 years old.
Okay.
It was there was our first record as Oswald, before it became Oswaldovi, and it's the record. With a set there about robbery, which you just played.
Right. Okay, that song is from that era, right at the beginning of it. So tell me how Oswald came about.
Okay, I was writing songs, and I just felt like he needed some drums and guitar. So we just put it together with friends and arranged it. I remember that record. We put it together in a short while.
Yeah.
Very short time. I even remember our bass player is not playing on that record. Actually, for some reason, when we had the space booked for recording, left for a holiday, so our drummer came with all these bass parts, which I still like today.
Okay.
And that you can hear on that record.
With these Altreviso guys?
Yeah, okay. Altreviso guys. And one of them is still active in music and playing very good stuff. It's called Carlo Veneziano. He plays in bands like Robox, One Dimensional Man, and Yulinko as well.
You have to turn me
Italian
on to
bands.
But you have to turn me on to this music so I can check it out.
Okay, I will.
Por favor. Okay, you end up leaving Italy.
Yes, I did. 4 years later, in 2007, I moved to Czech Republic, Brno. And I started my solo project using my name, Andrea Rottina. It's more kind of acoustic guitar and voice, sometimes a little bit more range, but a little bit of Syd Barrett in there. I think it's hearable.
Oh, yeah, that's why your Skype name is Madcap Andrea.
Yeah, it's my old
You know what?
Username.
Can I ask you, Andrea? Because, you know, so you don't mind, I had a new drummer for this tour. Paolo Mangardi.
Yeah, I remember that.
But he played in a band that was kind of a Syd Barrett band, he told me. It was called Gentle Jennifer.
Jennifer Gentle.
Jennifer Gentle. Which is a line from the band. Lucifer Sam, right? A Syd Barrett song. Ah, so you think Syd Barrett had a big effect on Italian rock and roll?
I think I remember a few bands I could connect, like I could connect somehow to Syd Barrett, not just Italian. So I'm not sure if I can say that Italian bands,
well, look,
in
myself,
particular, had a.
Andrea, I have to tell you myself, I have much influence from Syd Barrett. I think he influenced a lot of people.
Yes,
But he had a huge effect on me. Maybe more effect than the Pink Floyd after.
Mm.
Yeah, there was something about his character, you know. So, you're in Brno. People, if you know Czech Republic, Brno's way in the east. It's almost at the Slovak part. You end up in Prague, though, right?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. And because of two bands I was playing in, so we have Oswaldovi and a band I used to drum in that was called Atlantic Cable.
Ah, you're a drummer too. Where did you learn drums?
trying to play drums on some of my songs and listening to Shellac Records.
Oh, Todd!
And, Todd, yeah, I'm a big fan.
Yeah, me too. He's Minneapolis originally. Good guy.
Once again, sorry, I couldn't hear you again.
Todd is from Minneapolis, like Soul Asylum.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, good guy. Okay. I know Shellac is a Chicago band, but he's... and Bob Weston's from Massachusetts, too, Boston. So, okay. Huh. So you ended up playing drums for these guys, but then you're also... Oswaldi is kind of more of your singer-songwriting with accompaniment...
Yeah, and in time it became more of a band, a trio, and then a duo.
Well, when we played you with you, you guys were a duo, yeah.
Yes, this is now we are.
Yeah. And she's Czech, right?
Yes, she is. Yeah, Katia's from Nova Baka, Czech Republic.
Yeah.
Used to drum in a couple of more bands. Unkilled Worker Machine is the most known one, or Tabor, some slowcore. Czech band.
Slowcore.
Yeah, I don't know.
No, I like this.
We'll call it that way.
This genre name. Slowcore. You know, there was kind of a drama at the gig. The sound man, doesn't want to set up for two bands. Yeah, so they wanted them to play in front of our stuff. And I said, no. I said, we'll move stuff. It was really weird. This happens a lot. It's not just Italy. It's it's all over U.S. too.
Weirdness is
everywhere. The sound man wants it easy, you know. But out of respect, man, you have to share a stage.
Yeah.
Make the guys play in front of you. In fact, they wanted them to play on the floor, on the deck.
Happened
to me in Bologna. And so I said, oh, yeah? He said, no way is that opening band going to play up on the stage. I said, yeah, but the headlining band's playing on the deck, too. Nobody played on the stage.
Wow.
Yeah, because that's not my tradition. Uh-huh. I don't come from that show. Uh-huh. It's the first hour of the March 20, 2018 edition of Wapato Show. Special guest, Andrea Roten. Hold tight for hour two. March 20, 2018. It's the second hour. Wapato Show.
drums is sounding all across the hall. Some trippy chaps are open to be talked to as he wants to monetize.
Just move.
has started on. Where is his birthday? What is it? What is it? What is happening? I'm trying hard to guess around the by surprise. If a corner king good as he come for opportunity. Of action, so the problem has not been sorted out yet. Yeah, we have been doing things this way ever since you have left us, but I can't still can recall the reason why. I. And if you had to stop politics from hiding,
Pedro show. We start the second hour off with Oswaldovi and Andrea Rotin doing Genghis Khan's Cats Were Quite Ordinary. What's that about? Is that a question too hard?
No, I'm sorry. I have some troubles hearing you.
This song, can you tell us?
Okay.
About?
What's the song about?
Yeah.
Okay. The song is about a friend of mine having hard time with addiction to alcohol, and
he's got
that's
a
what the song is about.
Yeah, okay.
Some alcohol issues.
Okay. Yeah, you might not know from the title.
I know. Kind but of somehow there's this analogy about him being feeling so self-assured and as a big leader when he's on the staff.
Yeah.
And on being so such a sensitive guy and animal lover.
Okay.
When he's off.
Yeah, we say the bottle's talking.
Hmm.
Yeah.
Okay.
Or drink courage. Drink up some courage. I think England, right? I've seen that on pubs. Take courage.
Huh.
It was a way to sell booze. I think it was actually for fighting. Mm. They used, they've used alcohol in fighting a lot. That's one of the dirty secrets. Methamphetamine also.
Yeah, so the combo. That's my army.
Pervitin, I think, was the Japanese sold it to the Nazis.
Yeah.
It was pills. Okay, then I took your name from Harlem with Three Sisters, Sun Ra, Birmingham, Alabama, sorry about, Celestial Love, Oblivion from Oswald Dovey, The Hand with the Positive Aspects of Failure. There's another Minnesota band, but that's with the people in Low from Duluth up north. Zero Dent out of Sydney with Soul Mender. And then finally, Andrea Rotin with Ticks Are Hiding. Now, we're talking about the insect ticks, right?
Yes, we are.
Okay. They do hide, the motherfucker. They'll drop on your head and give you Lyme disease, right?
Treat you like a planet.
Yeah. Ooh, and more of that parasite shit. It's so rough. Okay, so you moved from Brno to Praha,
mm-hmm.
and that's when the band Oswald Dovey.
Yeah, it's basically, yes. It was at the same time the band started. I started looking for people to make some songs for the split record with the Czech band Nuli.
Yeah.
And in time that became the basically the they became members of the band, and we started writing and arranging songs together.
Oh wow, so that split thing that you did at first, they actually become part of the band. Okay. You know the guys Uzma Doma?
Yes.
I got to tour with them in 2015. Wow. Yeah, good guys. And
great band.
Because I don't have enough experience with Czech rock. But I know they've got quite a scene and stuff. And so, tell me about that. How's it like to go to a, town that you're not from and you just start up a band? Was it scary?
No, it's my adult life in Czech Republic, so it's hard for me to compare it with I couldn't compare it with being in your native town.
Okay.
Since so it was pretty much okay. It was all people I knew.
Yeah, right.
And
How would you describe
at your home? So
how would you describe like how would you describe the music scene there nowadays?
It's it's lively. There are bands playing, and a lot of them. I especially like the noise rock scene of the Czech Republic.
What about venues?
Band like once again?
Venues.
About venues.
Yeah.
It's venues are there. Usually it's a big difference from Italy. Usually venues are a little bit less involved in their program. They rather like to rent their spaces to promoters, but still, they're there, and there's still people willing to promote shows there. So there's a good scene. A lot of concerts of local bands and bands, touring bands.
Yeah, I'm just curious about the local scene, the domestic scene.
Mm-hmm.
For example,
next week, well, we are playing in Moravia. It's part of Czech Republic where Brno is. It's closer to Slovakia, and we play with two of my favorite band, Czech bands, Or and Vrnina, which is really nice, since like this last band, Vrnina, is very interesting in their lyrics as well. They're specialized in their first record is about One Town, the city of Brno, and about events that took place there in their lives, and it's sung in Czech, which is a big challenge because it's very hard to make Czech language fit into some metrics or into some like rhythm and.
Well, I will say, yeah, because when I play with Usme Dome, they don't try to do typical rock and roll. They make kind of European, almost sounded like Prague. Prague, a progressive.
Yeah. Yes. It's different. I would say it's a different scene, even if you put it this way, when you observe it from a local point of view.
Okay. Yeah,
that's it's called the underground scene. Like that's the way it's called in Czech as well.
Okay.
I'm not translating, and I would say these bands are called like the hardcore scene, even if it's more like noise rock to me. But yeah.
Okay, so you're because they came from the older days when it was underground, right?
Yeah, when they were like half. Almost illegal.
Yeah, right.
And
no, they told me stories. It was scary.
Yeah, I can imagine that.
And you know, a lot of records I notice. I'm talking about vinyl. Czech Republic has a lot of pressing plants.
There's one.
A lot of people.
It's near Prague,
And
there are several companies cooperating with that plant. In Loděnice, 30 kilometers west of Prague.
Yeah, because there's been a kind of revival of vinyl, you know.
Yeah. Here at shows you can buy Melvin's record that came from Czech Republic, went all the way back to the U.S. and then come back with them for the tour.
That's great. I mean, there's some stores, you know, I did a U.S. tour a few months ago, and... they don't even sell CDs. They're 100% vinyl.
Wow.
Or some cassettes. Yeah, so kind of the analog revival coming back. Andrea, right now we're going to take time off. Me and you, because Brother Matt has got some spin cycle to engage us with.
Cool. I remember this night back in 1985 in the summertime. You remember, I think her name was Andrea Enthal?
Right.
Yeah.
Studio Z.
Man, on KPFK.
Badges. We don't need any badges. No stinking badges.
There's a heart attack. I can feel it's way. and tubing.
Different now. Oh,
what a little hope.
Shift your body.
Fist bags and tubing.
Train sneak. Even a peek. My new bandages. What I got.
Too bad.
Whatever, hey, a pittance of pay. If I'm a few parts short, well, I'm alive anyway.
Piss bags and too bad.
Healing hurts, but before it was worse. It teaches me patience, healthy to learn.
Piss bags and too bad.
It's your time, as I climb up this mountain, heaven's wide. Like starting a lawnmower and then stuffing a turkey.
St. Melinda!
Get it out. And shoving it in.
Piss bags and tubing.
Enough songs about piss bags or tubing.
No, but maybe you don't need situations yeah. to like.
You don't have to go through that. That.
Well, we actually, yeah, we had a bunch of noise and as a companion, and now you lost that companion, and that's good because it was too much fucking noise. Brother Matt, please tell us why you did what you did just then for us.
I'm stoked on some Hell Ride coming up Thursday night, but I didn't have any Hell Ride to play, so
no.
I just played the awesome some of the characters that are in there.
Some of the people.
Yeah, so we had something by Perk, we had something by Peter, and we had a bunch of stuff by you.
Yeah, that's right. Piss bags and tubing. I haven't heard that in a while. Yeah, I just hiked up our thing.
Still like a little grind in the background.
Yeah, can you hear that, Andrea? You still got a little bit of noise back there.
Hey, I think it can get any...
Can't get better. Okay, that's okay.
I think, I don't know.
Remember Spotsky had a song called We Can Live With a Hum. Hum. And that's what we can do here. We can live with
Sheboygan.
That hum. Sheboygan. Yeah. Right. He wants me to get playing up there. But anyway, yeah, Brother Matt, that was cool. You played all that stuff that's kind of referenced to Hellride. It's been a year. I have started writing the songs for Hellride, so I think maybe later this year there'll be a Hellride album.
Oh, bitchin'.
Instead of the, of course, the workout tribute to John Coltrane, the Stooges vehicle supplying the ride. I don't know. I just feel like writing them guys... an album.
Mm-hmm.
And in fact, when I asked him about it, Perk sent me some lyrics.
Bitchin'.
What's that animal down in South America? Capybara?
Oh, like a big rodent type thing? Yeah.
Capybara?
Yeah, something like that.
Well, the song he has a character in that is one of these.
Oh, cool, cool.
And it's about him mining to the core. And yeah, it's a trippy lyric. And I said, thanks, Perk, because Sometimes this is what George Hurley used to do in the Minutemen. You know, you kind of get in a rut with your songwriting, and all of a sudden you get the trippy lyrics. Whoa, that gives you a whole nother perspective and it opens it up. So
freshen it up.
Freshener. Reshuffle the deck or whatever.
That'll be bitching getting to hang with those guys a little bit more because you guys all got busy schedules.
And it's trippy. I like most of being close, but actually, because there's no freeway there, it's kind of fun.
Yeah, it takes a bit.
It does. And then this is on pier, which is like that, whatever you call it.
So
that.
Like a bar next to the lighthouse or something like that?
I think it's down there. Uh-huh. It's got an Irish name, so maybe it's always St. Patrick's Day. So, I don't know. We'll see how late. It is. Last time I played with them was in this part of town. It was only a couple blocks from here.
Standing room or something like
yeah,
that?
Yeah, on Catalina or something. Not too far. Yeah, and this one's on Pier. This is actually on the same street that had Media Art.
Oh, right,
Media Art was the studio where Spotsky worked, and when Minutemen recorded Paranoid Time. And then a little later, The Punchline. We're at the end of the second hour, March 20, 2018. This is Wild for Pedro Show, special guest Guillermo Rotin, and we'll be back for hour three. March 20, 2018, it's the third hour of the Wild for Pedro Show.
as I fall. Am I seriously gathered? You might know. Am I still wanna go? Closing my eyes is not helping at all. Pain is rapidly increasing as my head is the ground and the boots. Oh, one I hate to see him. You might know. You might know.
Watch for Pedro Show. We start off the third hour with Oswald Dolby doing In Your Fish Tank. Tell us about that tune there, Andrea.
Okay. It's so good about getting stuck somewhere where you want and don't want to be at the same time. And yeah, that's it. It's quite spontaneous. I didn't really, I had some lyrics and I didn't really plan to have it on the record, but then I just tried it out and I liked that. But yeah, it sounds like that, I think.
Okay. Then we heard Swenson Klein with False Wall. I was enlightened to the fact this man, Montreal, no, well, it's in Quebec, maybe nearer to Ottawa, but somebody gave him a fuzz pedal. So I'm going to give you a 12-minute song using this fuzz pedal. Thanks so much, Steve Howe. Then Andrea Rotin with Eastwood song. Is this for Clint Eastwood?
Yeah, it's kind of a scene of that seems to be taken from a cheap Western. It's about getting get attacked by somebody on the street.
Okay, but oh, you mean more modern?
Sorry?
Or are you talking about cowboy movie, like spaghetti western?
Yeah, like spaghetti western.
Sergio Leone.
Sergio Leone, yeah.
Okay. You a big fan of Marconi, Mr. Signor Marconi? You know, the guy who used to drum for Sonia de Marinaio, Andrea Belfi, big fan.
Yeah, I'm a big fan of Belfi, but...
Okay.
Yeah, no, I'm a big fan of Ennio Morricone and his music.
I think he was a trumpet player.
Okay.
Yeah, and that's why you hear a lot of that in, you know, Good, Bad, and the Ugly Brother and that stuff. Yeah, the music is such a big part of those movies, you know.
Yeah.
I remember reading Orson Welles didn't dig him because too much close-ups. You got to see the whole body. But then Orson Welles had
a big body.
I mean, even when he was skinnier. I mean, the dude was the size of a door. You know, I met him out.
He's hanging at Pink's. Huh?
Right. There's this hot dog thing in Hollywood there, Andrea. And West Hollywood, actually. Or right on the border. And he had a chili dog in each hand. He said... I said, much respect, Mr. Welles. He said, young man, I'd like to shake your hand, but I am busy. Okay, and then we heard Blackwater from Oswald Dolby. Any enlightenment to Blackwater?
Blackwater is a song about this in Europe. Most people I know, their families, at least the family usually... grandparents or grandparents have had some issues by being persecuted by some regime at some point of their lives, and lots of people seem to have forget about that part of history. And it's sung about that.
Yeah, we have to remember Nona, because they had some hard times. And you know what's even more important? We don't repeat them. I think this is a big problem of amnesia.
That would be a next step.
But you know what I mean, amnesia. This is the big problem, because then you repeat your fucking idiota, tonto, stupid shit.
Yeah, I agree with you.
And we're going to play right now Silent Agreement.
Thank you. Thank you. money ready, go.
Get the money ready, go.
I don't wanna be you. I don't wanna be you. I don't wanna be you. So I'm just gonna be me. I'm just gonna be me.
You just take a move to rock and roll. And run the circle pit when you're alone. Your brain dead from media control.
Race to get the money ready, go.
To get the money ready, go.
I don't wanna be you. I don't wanna be you. I don't wanna be you. So I'm just gonna be me. I'm just gonna be me. I don't wanna be you.
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 I'm just gonna be me. I'm just gonna be me.
Silent Agreement is a song about giving consent by not expressing yourself about what you should be expressing yourself about.
Sure. By saying nothing, you're actually saying yes.
Yeah. That's about that.
And in fact, there was some, I mean, we had a weird election here too, but Italy just had a weird election, right?
Yeah, still some process. Maybe there will be a next one. Maybe,
because they can't put together a government. Yeah,
they're not able to somehow. None of the parties or coalitions have enough votes to put up a government.
The one good news I thought was Mr. Berlusconi having very small.
Actually, but he's in a coalition that is not so weak, but he doesn't want to come to terms with another coalition that, it's really hard to to explain. Yeah.
I know, there's the Five Star, and then these clowns in the north, and the Norda Liga, Liga Norda.
Yeah, they seem, they even seem that they could, get together somehow. But the Berlusconi party, which is in the same coalition as the Lega Nord buffoons, is not willing to come to terms with the Five Star Movement. So it's,
and the Five Star Movement's like led by a comedian.
It's founded by a comedian, and it's a bit controversial. They have some, it has some good points, and somehow it has some not good points.
I'm not trying to make fun of Italy, because we got a silly situation over here too.
Okay? Yeah, our best news off the Comedy Channel.
Actually, this clown is from a reality show. Like, how long? 9 years? It was a while.
Something like that, yeah.
He doesn't, nobody told him it was canceled. Something's wrong. Okay, so let's get a silent agreement.
Just reverse the thing.
Yeah, just reverse it. Brother Matt is enlightening people to the fact that we could make an incredible innovation. Instead of blowing the leaves around, why not suck them into a fucking sack? Just reverse it. We had silent agreement with Oswald Dalby talking about some silly current event. Actually, not current. It's like a forever event. And then Godzilla snacks. Fukuoka. Sheep goes with it. And then the drums of Descent, parts 1, 2, and 3 from David Gerard and Brian Donnelly. The Soul and Bones with me, not you. Man, that's our clown. And then finally, Leaving Song by Oswald Dalby. Leaving Song. Go ahead, Andrea.
Yeah. Leaving Song is a song about I think in Canada they call the French goodbye. It's like leaving without saying bye. Yeah. Nothing special.
Ghosted, slipping out.
Getting out of Dodge. Oh, man. Moment. Of course, I got to fuck up like that. Watch for Pedro's show. Yeah, silent agreement. Oswald Dalby. Plans. Andrea, what are your future plans?
Future plans? Okay. Yeah.
Well, I know next week you got a gig. You got a gig next week in Moravia. So
Moravia.
Beyond that.
That's one. And in 1 month. In 1 month and a half.
Yeah.
We'll be having a small tour in Mexico.
Oh, great! Cool.
And will be our first tour out of Europe.
Where are you going in Mexico?
Yeah. What part of Mexico?
Central Mexico. We play in Ciudad de Mexico, Jalapa, Tampico.
Oh, you mean
Puebla, Guadalajara.
Guadalajara.
Yes.
That's a big town in Jalisco. That's where you could all the kind of liquor there's got to be called mezcal. But if it's if it's Jalisco, you can call it tequila.
Okay. I found out about all that.
It's kind of a branding thing, like champagne or sherry, or even whiskey, mm-hmm. right? If it's Ireland, you can't put the E in.
Right.
So, man, that sounds very, very exciting. I mean, it's hard for me to play in Mexico, and I'm the next door neighbor.
Never played in Mexico?
No, I have played there five, 6 times, but it's difficult. And they're the next door neighbor. Mm-hmm.
So, yeah.
Yeah, it's still difficult for us. How did you get it happen?
Uh, was just I was just planning to visit Mexico because it's something I wanted.
Sure.
I have been wanting to do for some time.
Great.
And then I just started getting in touch with people involved in music, and seems I'm booking a tour in Europe.
Wow, that's all right.
Yeah, a lot of people are willing to provide backlines and all that. It's really helpful.
That's happening.
Makes
a
big difference.
I wish you the best luck in doing that. Now, if people want to find you on the internet, also Dolby, it has a Bandcamp, right? And people, that's
we have a Bandcamp, and we have a oswaldolby.cz as well.
Okay, people, and that's oswaldovi.cz. Go there, and you can find out all about Andrea and his musical proj. Also, Dolby's a great band. Great pleasure getting to play with him. And now we get to hear about your journey through music. That's great. Do you have any advice for anybody getting into music, Andrea?
Not really. Do your thing.
Like if a younger guy asked you, hey, Teal, or Zio Andrea. you're going to hear Zio Teal in Mexico, because that's how they call dudes, right? Teal. So, or you guys say Zio. Okay. Hey, Zio Andrea. What advice could you give me? I want to get into this music racket.
Yeah, I would just recommend to anybody to do what they like most and don't worry too much about anything. Listen to what the others are doing and do your thing. That would be a recommendation, nothing special.
And is there any new bands from Czech or Italy we should watch out for?
Yeah, as I said before, I like a lot Robox, Italian band, and I like a lot Vlnina, Czech band.
Yeah.
It's spelled V-L-N-E-N-A.
Okay, and you're going to get to play with them next week.
Yeah.
That's
yes.
Great, man. I wish you guys all the luck. Especially the Mexico tour, man. That sounds bitchy.
That'd be fun.
So safe seas. Yeah. And
thanks for having me.
Yeah, absolutely. Brother Matt, thank you for your always essential aid and abetting. People, it's been March 20, 2018 edition of Wafa Pedro Show. Keep your powder dry.